Good for us.
Every year, more than 60,000 U.S. high school athletes sustain a concussion, a type of brain injury that can be caused by a blow to the head or even the upper body. While most of them occur during a game or practice of American football, concussions can also happen in just about any other contact sport. This includes soccer, lacrosse, baseball, and even wrestling. 17-year-old Dane Harlow is an award-winning athlete at Annandale High School in the state of Virginia. He has been wrestling since he was 6 years old. This past February, Dane sustained a concussion when his opponent headbutted him during a regular match.
I kind of backed up a little bit, and I told the ref I needed a timeout. And so the trainer came over and checked me, and she just wanted to see if I was having any symptoms of concussion.
Dane's father, Dennis Harlow, a former wrestler himself, was present at the match.
Dane just laid their face down on the mat with his arms by his side and the kids working him. And I'm looking and wondering, why is this continuing? Obviously something's wrong. And when Coach Shoulders said there's obviously something wrong, stop the match, the ref blew the whistle and stopped it. And that was actually turned out to be the end of the match.
Luckily for Dane, Annandale High School employs a certified athletic trainer. Allison Lane quickly evaluated Dane for signs of concussion.
An athlete that sustains a concussion will have any number of symptoms. Confusion or fogginess, inability to think straight, a headache, nausea, dizziness, feeling off balance.
After testing the young wrestler, she determined that he did indeed have a concussion.
We do a baseline cognitive test where we have the athletes sit down and take about a 20-minute test to see how they think cognitively when they're healthy, so that when they do get injured and they do sustain a concussion, we can then go back and compare it. It gives us some objective data to use when we're evaluating and deciding whether an athlete's ready to go back to play.
Dane was instructed to take time off from his sport and his studies to give his brain a chance to recover. Then he was tested again a short while later to make sure he was healed.
I'd go down to the training room every day after school, and they'd make me ride the bike and do push-ups and sit-ups and jumping jacks just to see if any of athletic activities would give me a headache or make me dizzy or something. And then they'd go and make me take the online concussion test.
Professional athletes who get concussions should also take time off, but many do not, preferring to get right back in the game. The repeated head trauma they suffer can lead to a disease called chronic traumatic encephalopathy, or CTE. Symptoms, which may take years to appear, can include memory loss, aggression, confusion, erratic behavior, and depression, and can lead to substance abuse and suicide. Media attention has focused on a number of former professional football players who developed CTE. 7 years after retiring from his National Football League career, Shane Dronette took his own life at the age of 38. Dave Duerson, who played for the Chicago Bears for 11 seasons, shot himself to death in February. But concussion-related injuries at the high school level have not attracted as much attention. In fact, only 42% of high schools have access to certified athletic trainers who can evaluate an athlete immediately after an incident. And that's a problem, says certified athletic trainer Marjorie Elbaum, president of the National Athletic Trainers Association.
I call this truly the neglected population. You know, we provide the best medical care for our elite highest level athletes internationally and forget those millions of kids that are out there unsupervised medically.
Albaum says coaches and parents need to be less demanding of young athletes, schedule less competitive play, and be extra vigilant about injury symptoms. Her organization is working with the National Football League to try to raise public awareness about the dangers of concussion and encourage new safety laws. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.